gentlemen are here from the movie Swooped, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I see one fellow over there filming. That's cool.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Joe Raffa, one of our producers.
He's doing a documentary, behind-the-scenes type stuff. So,
when like you sell it, you'll have a behind-the-scenes thing on the DVD?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I love behind-the-scenes stuff. I sit and watch, like, Clerks behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, that's what this is
pretty
cool.
much. Kind Very, of, yeah. yeah.
That's great. Great.
The snowball effect.
Excellent. And, yeah. Cool. Okay, the new movie... what is the title of the film? Is it Swooped?
It is Swooped, yeah.
Swooped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I tried to look for it on the internet. I saw a article written by someone at the Quad here in Westchester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin,
Westchester.
Can't remember his last name.
But yeah.
Colin wrote it. Yeah. I don't know his last name either.
Yeah. That was the only thing I found. I think your site's down today, unfortunately.
Is it? It was up this morning.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Man. The guy that's doing our web page is he's. Been doing so much for it. It's swoopthemovie.com.
Swoopthemovie.com? All right, I'll try it again. Here.
And it has our first official video blog, like a rough animatic of some of the animation in the film.
Yeah.
And just some of the about us and kind of a gist of the film itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you could see like the cast and who's playing who. And
cool.
So.
Yeah, it's not completely done yet. It's still up and running. It's...
Okay.
Yeah, we really just got it up. Yeah, we really just got it up this week.
Cool. Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Okay. So. And where do you plan to air this film? Do you want to do something like a film festival or direct a DVD or?
No. We want to do film festivals. Our major thing is like we want to hit an upper tier film festival like a Cannes or a Tribeca, Sundance. We really want to get something. You know, really big, so that we could get some exposure.
Yeah, I mean the. Feedback on everything we've gotten so far, especially the script, has been nothing but positive. We really haven't heard anything bad about it, and it's just been like, why not go for it? I think we have something here, so it was...
Cool. Excellent. What type of films are you fans of? Like, who influenced you to...
My favorite movie ever is Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
so
okay.
I love it, so...
All right.
But, I have a whole... array of different films, but heavily influenced by Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
They're my favorite two directors.
Swingers, another one.
Yeah,
Swingers.
I haven't seen Swingers.
Really?
Really?
Our movie...
I love it, yeah.
Okay.
People have been comparing this to like a newer day Swingers.
It's a goofier Swingers, if it was anything.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. I saw in the Quad article also compared to Superbad.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way we with the language and stuff,
yeah,
and just the type of comedy, it's very situational and you got to pay attention to what they're saying because there's a lot of jokes in there. You might be laughing at one thing and by laughing at something you might have just missed another joke. So.
Yeah, I actually someone who listens to my friend Dave who listens to our show all the time said, dude, just buy Superbad because it's the kind of movie that he hears me talking about on the air and he said you'll love it before I'd ever seen it. So I just bought it. And I do love the language, like, the newly invented words.
Yeah.
I mean, the FCC can't keep up with those words.
So they really can't.
Yeah.
So
you can talk about Vajizi all day.
Oh, yeah,
they
don't even know. Yeah. They'll never know.
That's all the, like, my parents especially, they love the script, but they're like, do you have to have so much cursing in it? Well, Mom, that's how we talk. And
that's true.
She's,
yeah.
We fight about that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys like film students or?
We both. I graduate next week.
I don't.
From Temple, but this is not a student film. This is totally professional people, totally professional actors. You know, this has nothing to do with school or school related.
Okay.
In any way, so.
Cool.
This is like our first big thing outside of school.
And how do you? How do you go about finding people to act in? Are they your friends or amateur actors that are looking to get some credit on their resume?
Yeah, our cast is amazing. Actually, one of our actresses dropped out of the Irene Ryan competition, which is a huge like theater competition, the BNS after she read the script. They're all actors that we've... Because Joe and I are actually actors, and that's how we decided to write this film.
We didn't want to do theater. Film school.
That's pretty much what happened. We decided, there was nothing to do over the winter break, so we were like, let's just shoot a film. And we wrote a short script in the back of a Honda Civic on the way from Orlando to Philadelphia. And then we started passing the script around, and our friends that are actors that have acted in a bunch of things were like, oh, my God, I'd love to do this. And we were like, okay.
And then kind of steamrolled from there.
From there, and now we have a feature film and, you know, 23-day shooting schedule. Oh, yeah. And we, like, had only planned to shoot over a weekend originally, so...
We locked ourselves in my basement and wrote the rest of the script during the World Series. I think it was Game 4, and then our first production meeting was Game 5 of the World Series when it got rained out, so...
Okay.
It was, like, paying attention...
It was a rough writing
TV.
Process because
it was like all we wanted to see our entire lives was a Philadelphia team win something, and it was like, well, we have this huge thing going on, and this is going on, and it was like, ah.
Yeah, it was difficult. We were like be typing and looking at the game back and forth, and then we also refused to shower until the script was finished.
What, how long did the script take?
Two days. 2 days.
Really fast, though.
Yeah, right? Well, we started to stink.
Okay.
So.
And is it a full-length film, like an hour and a half?
About an hour, 45 minutes is going to come out to be. Yeah.
And you wrote that in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funny thing is people were like, this is a first draft. And we were like, yeah, and like, for a first draft, that's really good. And we're like, well, his name in the short was Steve, and in the movie it's Stan, but... Throughout that entire script, his name is still Steve a lot of times. I don't know how people didn't.
Yeah, when they're reading through, like, there's like every it would go back and forth from calling me Stan or Steve because we just didn't catch all the changes.
Yeah,
in the
and
name.
It's the third draft now, and we still didn't catch them all.
Okay.
You didn't make any changes during the filming itself.
The filming hasn't started yet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're actually going to start
8 days.
But yeah, we start filming December 20th.
Okay.
Our shoot dates are December 20th through the 23rd, and then January 2nd through January 20th.
Okay.
We head down to, we shoot two-thirds in Philadelphia, and then the other third of it's going to be shot in Orlando, Florida. So we head down to Orlando January 9th, and we resume filming January 10th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is the whole thing supposed to take place in Orlando, or is the whole thing, or is it both?
It's both. It's
okay.
Both.
It's based on what happened to us. It's an exaggerated version of a true story.
Okay. Yeah, so it's we actually do take a road trip to Orlando, and so...
The short we wrote was actually on the way back after the second act happened, and then...
Like, the third act actually hadn't happened to us yet, so we decided, you know, we didn't have a feature, but, you know, a couple of weeks later, we were like, oh my God, like, if we put all this together, we actually have a feature film in our hands, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we decided to just go with it.
Now, do you learn how to write a script from being in college for this, or...?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not an assignment.
Yeah,
this
no,
is something you're doing separate, but, like, did you learn skills from going to school for filmmaking?
Kind of.
I would tell incoming freshmen to drop out.
Okay.
Honestly, take your 4 years tuition, and each year of your tuition, make a film. You know, make 4 films.
You're not the only person that said that, because who do we have on? The guys from The League, I think they said that. TheLeagueTV.com, I don't know if you heard. They make local webisodes.
Okay.
And he said...
They actually came in a class at Temple.
Really?
I just shouted. And actually, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, they won like some award, Newsweek, like for like one of the best websites of the year, like up there with The Onion, which is huge.
Wow.
It's huge. In the same category with that, and they're Westchester guys, like Wilmington guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. No, I just film school was the best.
The only good thing about going to film school is meeting people.
Yeah, networking.
Networking. That's really. I've been there 5 years. The script writing class actually did help me. I took two of them, and I didn't know how to write a script before that, and I got a lot better at that. But other than the technical stuff, it didn't really help me out too much.
Yeah, like, I tell people, check out, like, the extras on films and DVDs. Like, you learn more about filmmaking.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's
in a film school. That teaches you more in 10 minutes than
you will in
an entire year of a film class.
It's like everything we've learned is actually from being on sets and doing sets. I mean, Joe and I have only known each other a little over a year now, and since we've met each other, we actually met on a film set. We've done almost 15 films together. This is the first we're writing and directing. Most of them we've acted in together, and it's like we just have. We just stay on a set like every weekend. We're actually later tonight we're filming with our buddy Sam Ho. His pronunciation of his name changes. But we're actually doing some scenes for him for a class project. It's like we're constantly always doing something. So
have you ever acted in something that was I'd stand a chance of seeing. I mean, or,
I was in Invincible. I was one of the Eagles football players.
Oh, wow.
Invincible too, but
really?
I was in the stadium.
You really don't see me. There's the only time you actually get a shot of me, there's like a montage scene, and there's like two random guys taking off their shirts, and it's like a shot of an abs.
Yeah.
The white guy was me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was my stomach.
That's
so
cool.
That's my claim to fame right now. I'm like, look, if you pause it, match up the freckles, I got it. That's me.
Cool. So you got to meet the main character?
Yeah, Greg Kinnear and Mark Wahlberg. They were both really cool.
Cool.
You know? Yeah. Mark Wahlberg was awesome. He hung around, threw a football around. Also got to meet Vince Papale. He was out there hanging out. Yeah.
I hear Wahlberg is like that. A fan of our show, they used his Hummer. He has like a military Hummer, and they used it in whatever that late. What's that movie called, Jay?
Shyamalan movie. The Happening. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. With Rerun and all the black kids and that restaurant. What's happening?
What's happening? there was more happening in What's Happening than there was in The Happening.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in The Happening.
I didn't see that.
Is it bad? You can be honest.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but bad things. Okay.
I'm a huge Mark Wahlberg fan, but that was not one that I enjoyed too much.
They can't all be winners, you know?
No.
Sure.
So Ghostbusters, you mentioned, is one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like, I don't know if you were listening to the show on the way in.
We were stuck in traffic for 2 hours.
Wow.
We left Philadelphia at 10 o'clock, normally a 40-minute ride out here. We'll be here on time and early. That didn't happen. Traffic, you know, it was just...
Every road was closed ever.
It seemed like whatever direction we went, there was traffic.
Okay.
And it was like in the opposite way, nothing.
Huh.
But on the way home tonight,
It'll be crazy.
Okay. Were you like friends with Nick?
One of our producers, Tiffany, is. So that's how she's
the young
one,
lady outside the young, class.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Tiffany.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, she's a big help for us. She is like one of the powerhouses in our crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you'll be out hanging in Westchester tonight.
For a little bit. We actually have to head back into Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're filming something.
We're filming something. Well, we actually have to meet up with an investor and go get some money for the film, too.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, how's that work? How do you, like, trick people? Not trick them. How do you get people to
trick them? Trick
them. We told them we had a good movie, and, you know, they gave us money. No, a lot of friends and family.
Okay.
Mostly friends, too, which was weird.
Yeah. A lot of guys our age, you know, helping us out. Our main executive producer, Walter Marziani, he's listening right now.
Oh, okay.
He gave us, you know, like upwards of $3,000. Yeah.
Okay.
I've known him for 9 years. I called him up one day. I was thinking, like, hey, $100 would help out. No. The bulk of our money for this came from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
So, some kind of understanding, if he loans you $3,000 and the thing makes...
We have contracts and everything. We actually went to a contract lawyer and printed stuff out, and so everything, you know, everyone invested their money.
We did it for free, by the way, which was very cool of him.
No,
So that's the other thing.
Once again, there's just people like the script that much, and it blows my mind because I was like, it's okay.
Yeah, people think we're really smart. They're like, you guys are really witty, and we're like, no, we just kind of live.
This is just what happened, and we wrote it down.
That's it. We're not that smart. We're actually pretty lazy, and we really don't do too much except sit in Joe's basement, and now we got a movie out of it. So
the people that go out there and get it, literally, we were in my basement the entire time.
Well, I mean, Kevin Smith probably sat in his basement and wrote Clerks with Jason Mewes or whatever, and look where that took him.
Well, we've been getting compared to Kevin Smith and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. So people have been like, "Oh, you guys are like the new Matt and Ben." I'm like, "Really?
We wrote it together though." Okay.
Yeah.
There's footage to prove it. All right.
Yeah. We just didn't throw Ben Affleck on there, you know.
I love Ben.
Did you ever see in Family Guy when they?
Yeah. Where he's sitting on the couch. He's like, "Hey, could you put my name on there too?" That's. I know that's going to happen. If anything happens with this movie, it's going to be like, well, one of them.
That's okay, Ben. You know what? No, there's footage to prove it.
It's the funniest line in Ben Affleck's, hey, can you put my name on it too? You didn't write anything. And then all of a sudden you're like, that was a fart. It's like, you didn't even write anything. Here, I wrote this. It's hilarious. The Family Guy rules. But
Family Guy. I'm more of a Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love the Simpsons way back when.
Way back then,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm the same way.
I think they're losing it now.
Yeah. Last 10 years of.
Yeah, it's went downhill, so I think the Family Guy's kind of surpassed it. But is that the way it is? Is that the unwritten rule that Ben Affleck really didn't help write that thing?
Yeah,
the other guy was the genius?
That's
Matt
pretty
Damon,
much.
Yeah, that's what everyone pretty much assumes.
I love Affleck, though. I defend him. I do. I like the guy.
He was really... I think he's a good actor.
See Hollywoodland? That was actually... Like, he was great in that movie.
I never saw that.
It's not the best movie, but...
It's not the best movie. He was great in it, though.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's really good in it.
Huh. Yeah, they joked that, like, all he did was sit on the couch and smoke pot or something.
Anyway, he directed Gone Baby Gone, though. Like, that was... I didn't see it, but everyone's been saying
that
was great.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
I never saw that one either. I gotta get out and see more stuff. Are you, now I was saying on the way in that I like low budget films, like Clerks, I thought was brilliant to be made.
You're gonna love our movie.
Grand.
Love Clerks.
Okay. We don't even have $27,000.
Yeah, I read you're doing about $20,000.
If everything falls through, that's
we have in our hands
about
$11,000
right now.
I assume a lot of the actors would probably do it for absolutely free. I mean,
they're actually giving us money.
Really, you're doing like a brokered movie.
Yeah, like they
pay to be actors.
Yeah,
liked it that much. They're like, here, I'll pay you.
Okay.
Yeah, or Greg Bell, who's playing the Don character, he's the third lead in the film, and he has helped out with money. Like I said, Krista Bochynski, who's the second female lead, she dropped out of. The Irene Ryan competition for theater is huge.
It's
like
a really big thing.
To be nominated to go to this thing is, like, you have to go through all these preliminaries and whatnot and all these performances, and she's made it to the finals, and she dropped out.
Yeah, we were like, Chris, you don't have to do this. She's like, no, I really feel like this is going to help me a lot more than that would. And then our other lead actress is also in that competition, but she's not needed for the scenes when the competition's happening.
We were actually rehearsing with her last night, and she wanted to drop out of the competition just to come down to Orlando and hang out with us. And I was like, are you
help out
crazy?
Like,
you're not needed for those scenes in Orlando. Like, go to the competition.
Might have ruined one person's life. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. If it doesn't pan out, then she'll probably kill us.
What do you film this on, a digital video or on a...
Actually,
we're going to find out today.
We're going to find out today. The Red One camera, which is a really elusive camera to shoot with. It's very... it shoots in 4K, which is, like, let's say...
It's pretty much film without film.
Film, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's like, the closest thing to replicating actual film than actually...
Yeah.
Is there a major movie that's been filmed with it that
it's actually... Have you heard about Peter Jackson's World War II short film?
No.
Peter Jackson just shot it with that camera.
Sin City and 300 were actually shot with... If we don't get these cameras, the cameras we're using are the kinds that Sin City and 300 were shot on. But the camera we're going to find out today, if we're getting it or not, is better than those.
Are you going to buy it? Or
No. There's a guy who's going to be donating. He liked the script. He actually, his words were, I love the script. I love the comedy, and I love how witty it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would be willing to donate both two cameras to us.
They're $100,000.
Yeah, they're
really.
Yeah, they're cool.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're quite. If just to rent them and it's like $2,300 a day for one camera, and if we were be shooting with two of them, that's $4,600 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that by 22 shooting days, and you need someone
to hire somebody.
You have to have
a red technician,
someone who knows how to operate the camera to use it. So this guy would be saving us like over $130,000.
That's the other thing is like all the locations, all the equipment, everything was donated. So like our actual budget, if we had to pay for everything, would be if we got those cameras, it would be like $120,000 around there. It's crazy. The actual cash budget is very low because everything was donated. We didn't have to spend money on anything, really.
Like, even our post-production sound guy, he is giving us $1,000 and for the budget, and then he's like, I'll do all the post-production sound for free. And he has a studio down on Market Street in Center City, Philadelphia. Like,
I also went to high school with him. It helps to know people.
Yeah.
Man.
Sure.
Once you get this film completed, what do you do? Go to a film festival, or how do you get it distributed?
Well, right now we already have it. At the very least, we're going to have it up on Amazon. We're going to have it through DVD sales. Amazon is really good with working with independent filmmakers, getting distribution through that. As long as you have, like, well, now they actually have something where you don't even need an LLC, but if you had an LLC, then they would, you know, distribute your films that way. But now they just came out with this thing called Creative Space, so any independent filmmaker can pretty much go and take their film and put it up on Amazon. So, It's pretty cool. I mean, DVD sales, I mean, you could make your money back no problem really quickly with just, you know, getting friends and family to shell out a couple bucks, you know.
And you mean limited liability corporation?
Yeah.
To stop what, getting sued for using something without permission or something?
I don't know why Amazon wanted it originally, but I mean, now that you don't need it, it's not even an issue anymore.
Okay. Yeah. It would probably be for, if I had to guess, for like, someone making a film and going, oh yeah, I can play Led Zeppelin during this scene.
Right.
Probably like the musical music. When you go to film, you probably don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Actually, speaking of that, we have a lot of original music.
Okay.
Our friend Jesse wrote this really awesome song. You can check it out on the MySpace. It'll be on the website.
Okay.
Mario, if you're listening, it should be up today.
The website guy.
The website guy. But the song and the Facebook group, if you're on Facebook, and it was really good. I blew my mind. I didn't know he could write anything.
And then we have there's a guy that I met last time I was out in LA. He's a rapper, an up and coming rapper, Black Nate, and he's letting us use a bunch of his music as well.
Cool.
So like for the bar scene and stuff like that, we'll have all original dance music and hip hop in it. And then like for the throughout the film, like we have all original music. So it's definitely
that's cool.
Yeah, it's something we've never expected. Like people are specifically writing music for our film based off the film, so I mean that's pretty cool, and we're not paying for any of it.
That's great. That's great. And you know, soundtracks are actually where I find a lot of cool music.
Yeah, same.
You know, I get turned on to other bands by going, oh wow, like by hearing one song on the soundtrack, I'll go buy their CD. Which I would have never stumbled across that one song had it not been for seeing a movie and then buying the soundtrack.
I'm the same way. Most of my iTunes consist of soundtrack stuff.
Cool.
Stuff I learned.
That's great.
It's funny because Jesse, who wrote the song, is really into heavy metal, and the song is not heavy metal at all. It's very mellow and cool, and he hates the song. But he wrote it for us, and it would be funny, like, you'd go out and buy his CD, but it would not be anything you expected.
This song.
Yeah.
No, it would be thrasher metal and a lot of screaming.
Cool. So you're filming, what day are you starting filming in film?
We start filming December 20th through the 23rd, and then we, you know, take a break for the holidays, let everyone go home, do their thing. We're going to be holding some rehearsals between Christmas and New Year's, and then we resume filming, principal filming, January 2nd.
And did you have to seek permission to be allowed to film in certain areas? Is there outdoor scenes or is there a lot of inside?
Well, no, there's a lot of outdoor scenes. Like one of the scenes we actually film on the Art Museum steps, and but the city of Philadelphia, you don't need any permits to film in.
That's good.
So it's a really good.
As long as you're not blocking traffic,
they can't shut you down. As long as we're not blocking traffic. I mean, and we went to the film office. I mean, they also informed the cops where we're going to be and whatnot. So like,
cool.
Police will know. The film office is really cool. They're hooking us up with parking permits for everywhere. So like actual spots will be blocked off for us, and we don't have to pay for anything, none of that either. So,
that's good.
That's real cool.
Yeah, Westchester's pretty film friendly, too, as well. I mean, they actually a lot of stuff's filmed there, and they actually welcome it with open arms. As many differences as I have with some of the borough of Westchester,
I spent most of the early part of the summer on Marley and Me. I was I was Owen Wilson's body double.
So really?
Whenever you see his shoulder or like the back of his head or you know, like an elbow, that's me.
Because his body isn't, you know, isn't as nice as yours.
Well, I actually I had a.
That sounds so gay saying that.
I just think.
Jay, can you say how nice his body is?
So I don't. No, you're hanging on this one alone.
You do. You're like all, you know, all muscular.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of movie stars use body doubles.
Okay.
It's because the actors are too lazy to stand out there when they're not needed.
Yeah, well, that's what
basically what
there's,
it comes
there's
down
a,
to.
There's one scene where it's raining thing, and he has a hood up over his head, and he's looking for Marley and out in the rain. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. He's next to the camera just screaming Marley as I'm in the rain, and it was freezing. When,
wow.
Even though it was like in the beginning of the summertime, it was like May. It's still at night in the fake rain. It was so cold. It was like 30 degrees on set, and I'm just out there soaking wet.
Wow.
But the cool thing was I got to do a couple scenes with Jennifer Aniston when it was like just her close-ups and no one wasn't needed. I get to sit in and do lines with Jennifer.
You
so.
Hook up with her?
I would love to.
Yeah.
But she did, you know, at the end of one really emotional scene, she came up and was hugging me. And like,
really?
She was crying and I was crying and I'm holding Jennifer Aniston and she's like hugging me and like, thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem, anytime. Jen Aniston in my arms. No one ever believes it, though.
Owen Wilson can't like, get a trainer and work out 5 million hours a week? Or
he's not a cool guy at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't... I had an issue with it. He actually, I was informed not to talk to him.
Really?
As his double, like, I would have to go through the scenes and, like, you know, where the camera and the lighting. So, like, I do all the stand-in work as well. And so I'd have to tell him, like, okay, well, your blocking's here. You go there. You do this. You do that. And then he would just sit there and go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when I was done, he'd walk away. Like, and that was it. And then, but on the other hand, Jennifer would sit there and, like, in between takes, she'd be bullshit. No, I didn't say it. She'd,
Texas whoops. Swing.
We were on a college radio show Tuesday. It was a Christian college, and I dropped an F-bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, going.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
the show got canceled.
It was their highest viewed show.
It was their
ever,
highest
though.
Rated show ever.
Now, was this a radio show?
Yeah, for the
and it goes over like real radio or it goes
no,
over.
No,
well,
it
does, but you know,
you
outside
have to be,
the building.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like if you're standing outside of the building, you'll get it, but it was pretty much an online.
Yeah, I have to listen online. But
is it like 91.3 or 5?
I don't
5
even know
or
what
something?
The actual thing was.
But it was like 5 watts or something like that?
Yeah,
something. Okay.
Their studio was literally like 2 mics and like a chair. It was horrible.
CJ, don't you? Huh?
There
in
you
your
go.
Face.
That's right.
In your face, Jesus.
This is like amazing.
Hey, don't you feel happy and Jewish now?
Yeah, right.
You think Christians don't have that? That's good. Good for you, Jay. Proud of you. Ridiculous. So you let you said the F word on like a Christian radio station.
Well, as we're rapping, it was the last 3 minutes, and like they had, you know, when we got, they never had so many callers ever.
All right.
So we also,
and that was like 10.
Okay.
But
that's a lot.
It was a decent,
for that it was.
Yeah,
sure.
It was a decent amount of callers, and they were, you know, they had to keep telling all the, you know, they warned us like multiple times, and I almost said a curse in the middle of the show, and then at the end I was like, aren't you so happy? I didn't even say.
Oh, wow.
And I let it slip, and everyone started laughing, and, you know, that was the end of the show. But
I guess they didn't have a 7-second delay.
Well, they do, but they just didn't. It was the last show, for them for the semester, so they didn't.
Gotcha. And she's a radio student. You'd think they'd teach you that. Like, that's the most, that's the only important. You can suck as a host all day, just know how to hit the button. That's all you.
Uh-oh.
Well, they said the button doesn't really work. So
the
like,
on-air light didn't work. I feel bad. They were great.
They were
people.
Awesome though. Yeah, it was a fun time. We walked in there and we're like,
it was very ghetto. It was basically.
They were like, what do you guys want to talk about? We're like, well, besides the movie, they're like, yeah. I'm like,
we're like, how long are we gonna be off for? They're like, you're gonna have the whole show. I'm like,
how long?
That's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they just let us pretty much run the show.
Oh, cool.
And so it got crazy. We had, you know, we were.
Hey, you ran out of stuff to talk about when it's about the movie. We went on. I really can't even talk about it here.
Mm. who are your favorite actors and actresses?
Bruce Campbell.
Who's Bruce Campbell?
Are you serious?
Wow. Ooh. Army of Darkness?
Evil Dead.
Oh.
Really? Have you ever seen Spider-Man, any of the Spider-Man movies?
I did see the one where it's raining and her shirt gets all wet and that looks nice.
The first one, yeah. The guy that directed Spider-Man, his first movie ever was Evil Dead.
Okay.
The main character of those movies is... What's it called?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce
Campbell then would be your favorite.
I love Bruce Campbell.
Okay. This is kind of hard to say, but I'm a huge Leonardo DiCaprio fan.
The guy from Titanic?
Yeah,
okay.
But I like his later stuff. I wasn't, Titanic wasn't what sold me.
I also like Jason Lee and John Cusack. I'm a,
yeah, John Cusack.
John Cusack. John Cusack.
Plays the same thing in everything, but the same guy in everything. But he's good at it.
Yeah, he is. He's great. He's good in Better Off Dead.
That's my favorite. See, I think that's better than Say Anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Say Anything gets all the credit. I was about to say a bad word, and I couldn't. I have to restrain myself. I'm sorry.
We have trucker's mouths.
Yeah.
And, you know, Better Off Dead is just so much funnier because Say Anything's supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah.
And it's not funny.
Better Off Dead is way better.
Impressive. Yeah.
I mean, Say Anything's good, but...
It's all right, but...
On the list of 1 out of 100, Say Anything's like down in the 90s, right. And Better Off Dead's in the top, you know, 15 or whatever. It's a pretty damn good movie.
99.
Yeah. Huh. And, actresses, then. Who would be your favorite?
Natalie Portman.
Okay.
I love her. Closer was a great movie. That was the movie that sold me for her. I also... I'm also Diane Lane. She's also, my first film with her was The Outsiders, when she played Sherry Valens.
Okay.
And then, you know, she was also in Hollywoodland. Like, she just has so many roles.
Unfaithful. She was naked that entire movie.
Nice.
And it was nice.
It was
I gotta watch that.
It's not a good movie, but, you know.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Okay. And what is... Swooped. What is the definition of swooped?
Well, this is something funny because we actually thought a lot of guys use this term,
and then apparently they don't.
Apparently, it's just us. We're just swooping is if you're talking to if you're at a party and you know drinking some beers from doing cake stands, and you're talking with a girl all night, and you know you and the girl are hitting it off, and then some guy comes over, whether it be your best friend or some guy you don't even know, and he swoops in like a bird of prey and he steals her away, and he winds up hooking up with her.
Okay.
And it's not a.
It's a successful C block.
It's not C blocking because C blocking would be you know no one gets the girl and you know but
you screwed everybody over.
But when you swoop, you know the swooper gets the girl.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
that makes sense. All right, so the movie's called Swooped. What is the basic premise without ruining any of the film? I mean, like, if you were making a trailer, you don't give away the last scene, so how would you describe it?
It's a bromantic comedy.
Bromantic?
It's a
bromance.
It's a bromance about two...
Is that the original? Bromance?
I don't know.
You might want to register that.
It's another thing. I thought people said that before.
Yeah, it's about two best friends chasing the girls of their dreams, and through a series of events, they each wind up sleeping with the other guy's girl.
Well...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
I like it. That's
kind of like that.
No, that's a good premise. I can see that being an hour and a half, and I'm not saying that like sarcastically. I can see that.
It is.
That's a good idea. That's a good premise.
What
I
makes
like it
different is the way we tell the story. Like this, we break the fourth wall immediately. My character comes up is like, "Let me tell you this story." And so it's like three different points of view: my version, his version, and then the narrative, like. The whole movie, I guess, would be a flashback with us interjecting, like, didn't happen.
You have the three stories are the two of us telling the story, then his point of the story, my point of view.
And they're
the
completely
story. And they're completely, so depending on who's telling the story at certain parts, which side it favors, so at certain points, I'll look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
At other points, he'll really look like the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the end, I look more like the bad guy.
Did you ever see The Simpsons where Mr. Burns hits Bart on his skateboard? Mr. Burns is driving his car, and he hits Bart on his skateboard.
Yeah.
Well, then they go to a courtroom scene, and Bart describes it. And
it's like Burns running him down.
And ooh, Smithers, we need to help him. I mean, leave him there, Mr. Burns, you know.
No, exactly. It's exactly like that, where my version of the story would be completely exaggerated, and he'll come in and be like, that didn't happen at all.
That's funny. That's a great premise. I like it. That'll work.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right, we'll do a break, and we'll come back with more with the guys from the film Swooped, and the website is swoopedthemovie.com. All right, cool. Check it out. You'll love it. And back with more right after these words. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Good.
You know, along with Mike Collier, you and he ought to run for mayor or president of the United States.
Oh, thank you.
No, it isn't a compliment.
Okay.
Because you guys seem to know the answers to all of it.
Yes, we're very intelligent.
Yeah, you are. Along with him being an idiot, you're becoming one.
Ah, thank you.
Bye.
Best phone call we ever got.
Ah, that's great.
The Jay and Randy Show on 1520 AM WCAG Westchester.
Studies show that full-color print increases readership and increases retention by 60% over black and white.
So you can be sure it's great, great insurance at a low, low price. Call 610-692-4398 or go to nancyellis.net. All right, we're joined here in the studio with the gentleman from Swoped. It's a movie, and it's going to be in production, I guess. I guess you would say curtain status is in production, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're technically still pre-production, but okay. I mean, we're just waiting for the shoot dates.
8 days.
Eight days
we start shooting.
We're so ready to go. I mean, we could literally start filming today if we wanted to, but it's actors, availabilities, and stuff like that.
Okay.
We're stuck on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And then what do you do? Do you have to get, is there like a generic version of a... like release form for people and stuff like that?
Well, you can find all stuff all over the internet, like
okay.
for signing stuff. But we actually, like I said, we went to a contract lawyer and had everything drawn up, like to protect us and the actors. Like, simple stuff like that. But
okay.
I mean, yeah, you can go online and just find a release form. I mean, Joe, our documentary guy, did the same. He has he has his own release forms. He made us sign them.
Oh, cool.
He didn't trust us.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you had to sign for what he's filming
right
now. Yeah,
he's filming, yeah.
Oh, this is a separate entity.
Yeah, this is
with Swoped Production.
Yeah, this is his whole own thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Look at you. Cool, good thing.
He's making a independent documentary about two slackers making a movie. So
cool.
His movie is about us making a movie.
Yeah. Jay's filming him right now. He doesn't know it. Huh. That's wild stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. If you need me to sign anything, I'll be glad to.
All right. Yeah.
He's nodding his head.
He's nodding his
head.
He has it.
Jay won't. He really won't. Don't film Jay. He won't. Yeah. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester. You know Bam Margera?
Yeah,
I'm sure you've all
I've
him.
Actually hung out with Bam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. He filmed a movie called Haggard, which is one of my favorite films because it's low budget and it's actually really, really funny. It's a, you know, it's a premise of his. Have you seen Haggard?
No,
okay.
I haven't either.
The premise is like very simple. It's it's this guy played by Ryan Dunn. His girlfriend leaves him. And they're only broken up for a short period of time, a week or two or something like that. And she's already now seeing another guy. And he wants to get back with her. But if she had sex with him, then it's over. It's officially over. So they had some kind of... I can't describe exactly what they did. she claims that the guy they just had one type of sex. And it's not even... full-blown sex or whatever.
Right, right.
So,
just a tip, right?
Something like that. It was digital. I think I said too much. So he's like okay with that, but if they had, you know, the full-blown out act, then he can't get back together with her. So he pays his friends to now go around and, like, secretly film... like break into her house, read her diary and stuff, and try to find out if anything more is going on than what she claims happened, and then you know, and then it writes itself after that because it's an hour and a half of like hilarious comedy, and you know, I think a lot of guys have found themselves maybe in similar situations and you know whatever. So it's a good film and it's one of my favorites. So
we'll definitely give you a copy as soon as it's done.
Oh great, awesome. So I'm here in Westchester and. Brandon DiCamillo, who's a major guy in the film, and he's in all BAM stuff. He's a very funny comedic actor. He's over there at Fairman's at the skateboard shop. And I see him over there because I was standing out in front of the station. So I go over and I start like stalking him. And when he comes out, I go, "Excuse me, Mr. DiCamillo, would you come over and record a station identification for our radio station here?" And he goes, "Yeah, sure." So he's real nice. And then we were like, "Hey, come on anytime." And next thing you know, we're just like sitting here one day, and Deco comes in the station with Joseph Franz, which is he's a major in the film business, does all BAM stuff on real film, like with the gigantic camera with the film in it. And so they start, you know, coming on our show a couple of times, and one day they were on here, and I said, hey, if you ever need to film something in a radio station, you're welcome to. I'm very handy with Jay's station. Never even cleared it with him. So they actually come back like a week later and go, hey, can we cast have a casting call at your station? And Jay was cool with it, and of course I was all, they're going to be here. So they had like real actors coming here and reading parts for Ming Hags, which is a film that's coming out I think this week or whatever. So
okay, yeah. That's awesome.
So they're so kind as to say, you know, hey Randy, if you know four other friends that want to be play the part of cameramen, then you can do that. And they bought like these old junky broken VHS gigantic cameras, and we played like news reporters with cameras from competing stations. And it was neat being on the set for a day and you know, eating great food and stuff. They had a decent budget for it. Well, decent budget, $500,000 I think is what they spent on it. And that's like nothing compared to anything else.
Yeah,
much more than what
it's
like,
that's 50 times more.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. But, I mean, you are getting, now, when you say that you're getting donated cameras that are $100,000 cameras, you are getting, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just the lack, like, our craft services is, like, my aunt and his mom.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
We're not going to be, we actually have a few different places, three different delis and pizza shops giving us food, and so.
I don't think my mom knows how much she's actually going to be giving us, so.
Sorry, Ma, she's listening.
Sorry, Mom. We'll talk to you about that later.
Once it's on the air, you can't back out.
Nope.
Yeah. So, I guess that, you know, obviously everyone's dream is to be successful. So you're hoping this thing takes off and maybe you get some financing for another one or something?
Yeah, that's pretty much us. We're not doing this for the money. Like, everyone has given us the money. Like, that's a part of our pitch. Like, we're not doing this for the money. Like, and the thing is, I have a 1965 Mustang that I've been kind of putting up as collateral. If this film bombs, you know, I'll sell my car and pay everybody back.
Okay.
So, but we just wanted, you know, to be seen as actors.
Yeah, just
and
exposure. Really?
And if we don't get a call from somebody to do somebody else's film, then we have money to go do another film, you know, and keep going. So.
Cool. How's the Mustang? You want to sell him? I'm in the old car.
Yeah?
Yeah, my brother's into him.
You got $60,000?
No, I don't have that.
Well, then, you know.
I didn't know how much you
were. Oh, yeah. Yeah. 60. I want to go less than 60.
Oh, really? It must be sweet, then.
Oh, it's...
Okay.
Yeah,
it is.
That's
pretty.
That's also on the nice. MySpace. If you go on the MySpace to Swooped and find me on there, you could go see a picture of my Mustang.
Okay. Fastback? Fastback?
That's the Fastback.
Nice.
351 Cobra Jet.
Sweet.
So, I don't know what any of this means, but...
It means it's nice.
It's... Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. Let's go to the phones. We have... someone online. Good morning, or good afternoon, rather. You're on the air.
You don't know what day it is?
Yes, I do.
It's Friday.
Yes.
How are you?
Wonderful.
What are you talking about? I haven't been able to listen.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst sentence in radio. We have guests on there talking about a film, but if you're not listening, I don't know
they're
how
talking
that's
about
help
what?
Us. A film that they made.
Oh, well, then you're not interested in what I have.
Yeah, call back later.
Okay.
All right.
That was the best call ever. What are you talking about?
Jesus.
I don't like this movie. It's horrible.
I'm not listening. Why would you call if you weren't listening?
These guys are that boring. People are calling in saying
they weren't listening. We're not listening.
Yeah.
Get them off.
I don't think that's a good sign.
I know.
Someone called in to say they're not listening.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna go call YSP. I don't know what they're playing, but I'm going to call them.
Yeah, let me talk to them.
Hi, Rush. I want to call Rush Limbaugh.
That actually happened, though, on the LaSalle radio show. Someone called in and was like, this is a Danny Bonaducci show.
That was my cousin.
Oh, really?
He thought we were on a Danny Bonaducci show. We're like, nah, we're at LaSalle's radio station.
Oh, wow.
Big difference. Big difference. Oh, they're calling back. They're angry.
Okay, now I'm listening and I hate it.
You guys are mean.
What's the name of your movie? I won't see it. That would be cool if you could get, like, aired on like the Independent Film Channel or something like that, or Sundance.
Well, you have to sell your rights to them, the Sundance Channel and stuff.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's not the best thing for us.
Okay.
We've looked into that.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Maybe this guy's actually listening. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, this is the Fishman, and I'm just calling to say I'm not listening.
Okay, cool.
Nobody's listening. Man, our movie's good, we swear.
Evidently, he is listening. Oh, so, okay.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Figure it out. That guy is listening. Cool. All right.
Website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? I typed in your website, and of course, like I typed like I'm wearing boxing gloves.
Oh, you're like me then.
So I screwed it up, and I got cannot find a Swooper movie.
Whooper.
Swooper.
Swooper. It's change that R to a D. It's yeah, Swooped. S W O O P E D. TheMovie.com.
There you go. All right. Put it in a regular search bar, not a search bar. I mean, just like in the address bar. Let's go to the phone. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hey now.
Yes. Hi. I would like to say that I'm not listening either. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sal. Plenty of people aren't listening.
Oh man.
Nobody's listening to us.
Oh man. So all right. So the website is swoopedthemovie.com.
Yeah.
And
you can find us both on Facebook and on MySpace. MySpace is the same thing. It's MySpace/swoopedthemovie.
Okay.
So.
There is a Westchester Film Festival. Are you aware of that?
Yeah. The problem is with film festivals for upper tier film festivals, you need to premiere at their film festivals. Mm-hmm. So,
oh.
Yeah. So, like, if we were to do, like, the Westchester or the Philadelphia, then we would be ineligible for such things as Cannes or Slam Dance or Sundance. Or,
well, with the Westchester Film Festival, it has to be less than 30 minutes.
Oh, it's a short film?
It's a short film festival.
Oh, okay. Well, my short film that I directed last December is just about finished, so maybe I'll throw that in there then.
Maybe you can put the making of Swoop the Movie at the Westchester Film Festival.
That'll probably be longer than the actual
film. Yeah.
There's already like 11 hours.
Probably more entertaining than the... Yeah. Well,
I got your website up.
Yeah, here we go. Mario, the website's wrong.
Is it really wrong?
No, it's just a different size monitors. The pictures get...
Oh, okay.
It depends on what size monitor you have.
Yeah, there should be
two
cartoons of us.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Right.
Yeah, we also, the thing is with this film, we're mixing documentary with narrative with animation and musical.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little
bit
of
musical,
everything.
Musical, there's one
scene. Like, there's scenes that, you know... Like,
it makes sense when you see it.
When you see it.
I promise.
Yeah, we're not.
You're not ruining Swooped for me, are you?
No, not at all.
I'm just.
No,
kidding.
But
if I told you, then it would ruin the joke, and I don't want to do that.
There's going to be like a musical number.
Not like a musical number.
Well, it's just
there's music.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know what he's doing with his fingers.
You guys are making...
Jim, just what he's saying.
There's no dancing.
There's no dancing.
There you go.
Don't you know that? When you did this, that means there's no dancing.
I don't know what that means, Jim.
The fingers dancing on the table was...
Jim has been sitting here the whole time and hasn't said a word.
Yes, Jim, why don't you climb right up on that $2 microphone? Otherwise, it sounds like crap if you're 100 feet away.
I try to let these guys think.
Okay, let them do something.
Okay. He's one of the producers.
What does he do, then?
He drives places.
We wrote the short in the back of his car.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He was the driver from Florida to Philly.
Around for the actual experience.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been here, and he actually...
He lived through it actually happening, too.
Okay.
That's what...
And he works on all my films, and he deals with all of our BS.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like today, my cell phone's going to get shut off, but it's in his name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all our movies...
I just saw that car ride. It was fun. Traffic...
All our money is going into this movie, and Joe and I are actually doing this full-time. It's like working an internship. We're not getting paid for the hours we're putting in, but, I mean, we are working around the clock on this movie. So things like your cell phone,
I was
shut off.
Okay.
I was up till like 3 last night friending people on MySpace, because MySpace is a pain.
Mm.
It's the worst. It's a Facebook. We have over 1,000 members in a week, really, and it was like... MySpace, we have 75.
So what do you do to get on your Facebook account? You just put Swooped into
the search? Sean Paul Costello or Joe Griffo. Either one of our names, it'll come up, and just find it through there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
What are the names again?
You have to have a
Sean Paul Costello, which is myself. And then
okay.
And Joe Griffo.
Okay.
If you go to swoopedthemovie.com, our names are up there.
Yeah,
you can Facebook or MySpace us.
Oh, look, you actually have a link to us up here. Today, December 12th, WCAG, 1520 AM. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's right. We promote.
Nice.
All also, right. We're going to submit this to IMDb.
Okay. Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
So if you
if you guys
we should
podcast.
After tonight. After do you guys podcast stuff?
I podcast when BAM came on like over a year ago. I mean, it just takes me time, and I don't really have a staff to do stuff. So
like that,
it either I do it or it doesn't get done, and which means it doesn't get done.
Which means it doesn't get done.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had a few people that were here all day and could go, okay, you want me to edit the podcast? Like, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's nice enough Nick's here to screen calls. I certainly don't want to go, here, now take a mini disc and then put it onto a computer
well,
file.
Well, if you do decide the podcast is
yeah.
when we get the, we're actually submitting for IMDb today. We should have met all the requirements. We'll be able to link you to our IMDb page.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, get you guys some advertisement as well.
Okay, cool.
You know, we're mm-hmm. we're all about help. That's the one thing that we want to thank everyone that has helped us,
mm-hmm.
and we are not going to forget anybody. We really want to help promote all the actors in it, all the crew. Like, Charlie Anderson, our DP, is amazing, like, and he works out of Baltimore. Like, anybody who's helped us in any way, like...
Yeah, we started this movie with $500.
Okay.
And now we have 10,000, and we were gonna do this. Literally, our budget was gonna be like $1,000 for
food.
We were like, we could do this with $1,000. I don't know what we were thinking, but it just kind of grew, and it's continuing to grow. And it's
in the opening title credits. We're actually not gonna do a film by Sean Paul Costello or Joe Griffo. We're doing a film by, and we're gonna put everybody's names who helped us out in any way, shape, or form.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we're not taking credit because it really. We're just two slackers that have a lot of really supporting friends and family.
Okay.
And
it's our movie, but it's not our movie because we couldn't have done it without.
Everybody.
Well, we didn't do it yet.
I mean,
if it wasn't for
like Tiffany, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't, you know, for Jimmy driving us here, well, driving me to Joe's house to drive us here, I wouldn't be here right now. And yeah, I don't know what Joe's doing here other than taking pictures.
Now, do you have guys already set up that are going to run around with headphones on and a boom mic and do the audio that way?
Nick the sound guy, we got our
Nick,
guy.
The sound guy.
He's also a producer.
He's a producer.
He also yells if we say he's not a producer. But
okay.
He owns all his own equipment. I've been working with him for about 4 years now. All the film projects I wind up doing. He's probably the best sound guy in Philadelphia. And I don't know if that's one of our phones.
I don't know.
That.
Is anyone's phone?
Yeah, you got to turn your phones off. It makes that sound. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
We're blowing things up.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. 610-692-3131. 610-692-3131. In the studio, we have the gentlemen from Swooped the Movie. And the website is swoopedthemovie.com if you want to learn more about it. And when do you expect it to be on a DVD with a box that has like a respectable looking cover art to it and all that kind of stuff?
The DVD release would probably be about this time next year.
Okay.
The actual film release is going to be mid-July.
Okay.
We'll have the film done. It's actually going to take a lot longer to get the DVD finished because of all the extras and stuff and gag reels and putting all that stuff together. And you know, we're going the full. We're actually even thinking of doing a two different DVD releases, like just the, you know, a cheap, like, not cheap, but, you know, like just the movie itself. And
sure.
So you get that for $10 and then you get the two disc behind the scenes, everything for, you know, like $15 or whatever.
Sure.
So, like, you know, if you just want to catch the movie, you can catch the movie.
Okay.
If you want to see how we made it and how we screwed up along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, then you could buy the $15 one.
All right. Awesome. Well, filming starts in a week, I guess.
December 20th.
Everyone's all lined up to do their parts.
Yeah.
Real actors, or
actors. They're all top notch. They've been in, you know, they all have resumes, you know, much more extensive than Joe's and mine.
I know.
we're probably the two weakest links in the film.
Okay. But you've acted and stuff.
Oh yeah, we're trained actors. We that's
where
what
do you
we
train
are.
To be an actor?
Acting classes.
Okay.
I went to the Actor Center for like 6 years, which is a place in Center City, Philly. Seth Green went there.
Really?
A lot of people, actually. That's how I learned everything. And then I didn't want to do theater, so I went to film school. That's just
And that's the same thing. Like, I've taken classes at the Walnut Street Theater, the Arden, and, you know, same way. And I just didn't want to do theater. Like, I'm not a theater guy whatsoever. I love theater and I support theater, but it's two different types
I do too,
of acting.
Just...
Like, those guys, they're on a whole different crazy level than we are. Like, film's so much more subtle and being realistic. And, you know, like, if I tried to act on an intense scene and I'm you know, on a stage, like, the first row might hear me, but, the, you know, the back, the people in the cheap seats, they're not going to hear me because I'm just, I'm not that guy. I can't project like that, so.
That sucks. Yeah. I hate that kind of acting.
Yeah.
It's like you're throwing your voice, talking all loud. No one talks like that.
No one talks like that. And that's,
make a movie.
Which is why, exactly. That's why I wanted to do a film.
Yeah. Movies are so much better. So Jay much goes better. To his place. What's the matter with you?
Michelle, that's what Michelle likes.
Oh, he's doing it for... All right.
Yeah. He's doing
that's understandable.
He has ulterior motives.
Yeah. He's doing it to hook up with his lady friend. Meanwhile, I'm the one talking about how nice your body looked.
Well, I could send you a picture.
Nah,
hang it up on the wall.
So you were Owen Wilson's body double.
Yeah.
You've acted in other stuff. You got this movie coming out. Things are going well for you. Seems
yeah,
like
we're
that.
Not, we're doing pretty decent for ourselves. I mean,
well, good.
Just coming. We're hopefully up and coming, and hopefully one day people will be like, I know that guy. What he did some crappy movie.
Mm.
And I if we're like D-listers, we'd be happy. I don't care. Yeah, we just don't want to have to work in the real world, quote unquote.
Sure.
We just want to. This is all we want to do for a living.
Okay. Like whenever I'm on a set, that's what I love doing. The day I call that going to work is the day I don't want to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, I just want to be able to make a living comfortably doing this. That's all.
Okay. I already have my Mustang. I don't need anything else.
Oh, yeah.
I'll live in it if I have to.
That's cool.
I don't care.
Good. Hey, that's why I like doing this. I mean, I used to do countertops, like lay on my back with a drill pointed up, with mouse crap falling into my eyes, unscrewing countertops to install granite countertops,
that's
breaking
what,
my
that's
back,
what, that's what
carrying up. Yeah, okay.
I'm the MacGyver of this set.
Okay.
Make sure everything works.
All right. Yeah, so, things could be worse. So if you can make, as long as you're not starving and you're doing what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Life's short,
Exactly.
So you might as well do what you love. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. And everybody go check out SwoopedTheMovie.com, and I'm sure you'll, be letting people know. Do you have, a mailing list where people can sign up and find out when the release date is and so forth? You'll send out. You should probably do that.
Not yet.
So everyone knows when.
Jimmy, you have more homework to do.
Yeah.
Well, if they join either the Facebook group or the MySpace, they'll be informed
through
that.
Get rid of one that way.
Facebook or MySpace.
If you get on the Facebook or the MySpace,
yes,
you'll be able to get alerted as to when anything important or little is going to be happening.
Okay, cool. All right, wonderful.
It's a lot easier than a mailing list.
And then check in the news. We keep the news updated pretty constantly on the Facebook, the Swoop the Movie website.
All right, cool. Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I guess since you're shooting for like Cannes or Sundance or something like that, I won't be seeing it at the Westchester.
Oh, no. We'll invite you guys out to the premiere.
Okay.
We're going to have a cast and crew premiere in a theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to bring everyone out. So we're trying to fill the theater, and then you can come and bash us the next day. And
oh, I would not do that.
No, you can. It's cool.
It's cool. We're totally open for it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I mean, if you like it, hey, cool.
Hey, if it's I like all those dopey, coming of age kind of movies. I'm 41 now. I'm still watching those movies and loving them.
I'll probably like this.
Okay, cool.
If we laugh throughout it, the two of us, after the film's done and we're laughing the entire time, we did our job. So if we laugh at it, that's all that matters.
Okay.
If everyone else.
And another best compliment we've got is that from a lot of people is that I read the script and laughed out loud. And
to
read something and laugh out loud. That
sure
tells you something.
Sure.
It? Now we just got to make the movie good.
Okay.
That's the pressure now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like how really did Caddyshack 2 get made?
I don't know.
People read your script and they laughed out loud. And I believe that people read your script because it's probably really funny.
Yeah, we wouldn't have gotten the money had
but
they
who
not.
Who reads Caddyshack 2 and say, I wept out loud and I figured we'd put $31 million into this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
sad.
It blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Especially when the first one was so good.
I know. The
first one's
outstanding.
Amazing. That's another thing. It's been compared, our movie,
to
in
Caddyshack.
The sense that it's just nonstop jokes and there's no...
Yeah, the newer
no
films...
There's no sad part of the movie.
If you've seen Role Models, have you seen that?
No.
Pineapple Express, any of those.
I heard that's very good. Yeah. I should
I
love
it. Okay. All these films have like this 10 to 15 minute lull where everyone's learning the morals and there's that montage with the sappy music and they're all looking off into the distance weeping. Yeah, we don't have that.
Okay.
We have like we even make fun of that like it
happens.
Has
like an 80s feel to it.
Yeah,
like very nonstop, very.
Any montage with music? Where
there is, there's some
cool.
Montage. We have montages. You know, even Rocky
once again,
had a montage.
Jesse's writing that song.
Well, Rocky is a montage.
There's a scene.
Rocky IV is an entire montage. That entire movie is a montage.
That's all it is.
I was watching Scarface last night, like uncut, and caught it in the middle. And I've seen it before, of course, but there I'm watching. I go, oh my God, there's a montage, and there was a scene where they played like crappy 80s music,
yeah.
and he has a tiger, and they have $20 bills in a machine that's counting
them. Oh yeah, I know exactly the scene you're
and,
talking
they're all
about.
Like, look, I got $200,000, man. You know, okay. And they carry gigantic duffel bags of cash into the bank, and the guy's shaking his head.
Yeah,
it was a montage in friggin' Scarface, and for years I watched it and didn't realize they have a stupid montage.
Everyone's a, yeah. We have ours is actually
an animation montage.
Oh, okay, yeah. Better yet.
Three times animation shows up throughout the movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we like to mix it up a little bit. Just like the 80s style, like, I mean, there's just...
Like in Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is there a claymation scene?
There's
that burger sings and dances.
That's
yeah.
awesome, yeah. That's a great scene.
So,
yeah,
it was
right.
awesome.
But it has nothing to do with the story. There's just a burger dancing.
Yeah,
know? So
yeah.
It kind of has that stuff, like things happen and...
Doesn't One Crazy Summer have John Cusack
yes,
and,
yeah.
and
actually,
animation?
Actually, that's another thing
okay.
that people have been like, it's kind of like...
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. All right. Seriously, sounds like I'm going to love it.
Good. Well,
so,
we hope you do.
I hope
it's
so.
Got everything I like.
Now the pressure's on us to make it good. That's all really...
Yeah.
Throwing a lesbian scene in, it's gold.
That's what I said the
wow.
other day. We don't have any lesbians. I said this.
We have really attractive women in
the
movie.
Yeah, the cast is really pretty. They're,
cool.
They're cool.
Really pretty.
Is the young lady out there in the film?
No, but she's really pretty, too. Yeah.
Hi, Tim.
She's behind the scenes producer. Our assistant director, Kat O'Connor, she's like this cute little half Filipino, half Irish girl.
Wow.
I know, but she's
nobody cares.
No one cares, but she's fierce. Like the thing is, these girls they look cute and innocent,
yeah,
but
yeah.
they keep us in line. They beat us.
Wow, okay.
So we're scared of them.
Cool.
I hope the car doesn't have a ticket outside. Dad, if it does, I apologize.
Oh, brutal.
Well, the parking meter doesn't work.
The parking meter didn't work, and it was
broken.
Oh, you
probably do have a ticket.
Jesus.
All right, well, everybody go check out SwoopedTheMovie.com. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No, thank
you.
Thank you
for having me.
We'll stay in contact.
That sounds great. Cool. All right, we'll throw a link up there or something on
cool. Yeah, we'll put you up on our links as well.
Okay, cool. Look at us, networking.
Networking, that's what it's about.
Yeah. All right, now that everyone who wasn't listening can call back after these words.
Blacks love him. Asians call him a breath of fresh air. And advocates for free speech adore him. And Randy's here as well. You're listening to the Jay and Randy Show on 1520 AM WCAG, Westchester.